Module 3, Freedom, and Stage 14, Singleness, It's Okay. Here, we emphasize investment in your own personal growth rather than in relationships. A period of singleness enables you to build confidence in yourself, so you can experience and enjoy being single as an acceptable alternative lifestyle, and not as a time to be lonely. It is easy to become stuck in this stage of the rebuilding process as a means of avoiding another intimate relationship. As Larry in one of the seminars said, "I've become aware that living as a single person is an affirmation of strength and self, not an embarrassing admission of failure. I'm more relaxed in the company of others. I no longer am wasting emotional energy being a social chameleon." Post-relationship guilt, self-doubts, and questions like, "Will I ever love again?" are greatly diminished. "I am happy as a single person, something I had not thought possible before in my life." Many people never learned to be single before they entered a committed relationship. They went from their parental home to sharing a home with their partner, never even considering that one could be happy living as a single person. And they never questioned the myth that once in a committed relationship, they would live happily ever after. Carol lived with her parents until she married Joe. She went from pleasing one man, her father, to pleasing another man, her husband. So when Joe talked about leaving, she clung to him because she thought living alone was a terrifying idea. She had never learned to please herself. She'd always been a dependent person. And now the thought of being independent, although challenging, was frightening. She was embarrassed because it really sounded silly to her that a woman of 25 did not know her own mind, or what to do with her own life. Gradually, she adjusted to being alone. At first, she searched for another relationship, something, someone to lean on. As she became more and more confident, she began doing things for herself and enjoying that process. She wallpapered a whole bedroom, sawed the boards and pounded the nails for a new patio fence. Went to a film by herself while the children were with Joe. And even enjoyed stumbling alone in the dark trying to find a seat. She invited the whole neighborhood in for a party. These activities left her feeling exhilarated, knowing that she did not need anyone. And she's a good example of a woman being liberated. Jim represents the male side of this same coin. He'd been well cared for by his mother, the clothes were always washed and ironed, meals were on time, and even his room was kept clean. He could devote his time to study and then, later, his job. When he entered university, he lived in student accommodation. Again, his meals were provided, and he did a minimum of housekeeping chores. Then he married, and Janet, who did all the things that his mother had always done for him, carried on the process. He felt independent and did not realize how dependent he actually was. But he found that out when Janet actually left the relationship. He was helpless in the kitchen, even in preparing the simplest meal. He had very little understanding of how to wash his clothes and ended up with pink underwear when he put them in the wash. Well, he could pay for car maintenance on his wage, but it was difficult and very expensive to hire a full-time cook and housekeeper. Gradually, Jim's self-prepared meals improved. Initially, he got brave enough to invite a female friend home to eat with him, and she was delighted with the meal he prepared. His clothes began to look more cared for. Jim was very pleased and proud when he learned to iron his own shirts. He felt that learning to care for himself was like growing up, left a feeling of success and, obviously, of achievement. But the singleness I'm talking with you here about now is much more than learning to do the task that someone else has done for you. No, as you've guessed, it's a whole way of life. Dating and relationships are a good example. A typical comment from a recently separated person might help. "I'll never make it as a single person. I need another relationship." During the singleness stage, the same person might say, "Why go into another committed relationship? I can come and go as I please. I can eat whenever I feel like it. I don't have to adjust my daily living habits to another person. And being single really does feel good." Before the singleness stage, one may be looking for the lost half. But during this stage, one reached the point of comfort in going out alone. No longer is a date necessary to avoid embarrassment or feeling a failure. The quality of relationships improves since one chooses who to go out with, spending time together and sharing rather than needing. Other people may be encountered and enjoy them for who they are, rather than always seeing them as potential lifetime companions. One of the homework assignments in our seminars has to do with developing new interests in the singleness stage. Many have spent their free recreational times in the past doing what the partner wanted, or what they had learned to do with their parents. So now the assignment is simply to take the time to develop a new interest, or to pursue something that one may have wanted to do for such a long time. In the last session write-up, I discussed adult responsibility and parental child behaviour. Perhaps now you can see that singleness stage allows us to change these roles, because the roles we act out in our relationships are so closely related to our internal attitude and feelings. We change inside as we change our external roles. It is easier to do this in the singleness stage than when we were in permanent relationships. A neutral environment facilitates both internal and external changes. The singleness stage is a key period to make the internal changes in attitudes and feelings necessary for our own personal growth. Parenting is difficult during this singleness stage. In earlier stages, parents frequently bend themselves out of shape, trying to make sure they are lovable, dateable, and okay in many other ways. The children suffer because their needs are put on the back burner in the singleness stage, and parents are usually less responsive to the needs of their children. Susan had been volunteering in the seminars because she needed to feel worthwhile by helping others. When she began to reach the singleness stage, she resigned as a volunteer because she wanted to spend more time with her own children. Parents in the singleness stage have begun to rise above their own emotional needs. It often takes a great deal of inner security to handle the singleness stage successfully. Much of the discussion in this section concerns the internal feelings present. As you have worked your way through with me, and in terms of working with the earlier rebuilding box, it's likely that you're able to experience the peacefulness and calmness that occurs in this, the singleness stage. You may become slightly upset about the attitudes of others, but, okay, you are feeling strong enough to handle them. We learn from the external prejudice and use them to become more secure in our own internal feelings and develop some assertive responses for the most common types of put-down and discriminatory acts. You can also help to educate others while maintaining your own integrity. Singleness can be one of the most productive stages you go through in terms of this journey, in the sense that old wounds can really be healed. Dealing with the external discrimination may help also for you to become stronger inside. The singleness stage is an easy stage in which to become stuck, as I mentioned earlier. If you have not worked through all of your leftovers concerning the previous relationship and also the issues about intimacy, you may use the singleness stage as a place to hide in. Some people say, "I'll never enter another relationship again." But in many ways, that is the opposite of genuine singleness, because fear of intimacy, avoidance of feelings, relationships, as though it was the worst experience in our society, indicate that the person is stuck in this process. No, the goal is to be free to choose singleness or to enter another relationship, not to stay single forever. Singleness has become an acceptable alternative in our society now. Earlier, a single person was looked upon in communities as somewhat weird, one who just did not quite make it to the altar. Here are some items on our checklist before our next session. Firstly, I'm comfortable being single. Secondly, I can be happy as a single person. Three, I am comfortable going to social events as a single person. Four, I am becoming a whole person rather than a half person looking for my other lost half. Five, I'm spending time investing in my own personal growth rather than looking for another relationship. Six, I can look at my friends as people I want to be with rather than as a potential partner. Seven, if I have children and family, I can spend time enjoying being with them rather than begrudging the time they take from me and my personal life. And finally, eight, I have found internal peace and contentment as a single person.